Petty Officer Andrew Eater on this edition of the AFN Naples Report, bans on tech investments in China, and AI Task Force Lima established. President Biden, in conjunction with the DOD, signed an executive order banning U.S. investments in specific tech sectors in China. Here is Pentagon Press Secretary Air Force Brigadier General Pat Ryder on the decision.
This order allows the United States to regulate investments flowing into countries of concern for entities involved in three areas of sensitive national security technology: semiconductors and microelectronics, quantum information technologies, and artificial intelligence.
He also spoke on the DOD's direct involvement and interest in the bans and how China, or the PRC for short, uses the investments.
You have no further than to look at our annual China Military Power Report, which has documented how the PRC has made major investments to fuse its security and development strategies and acquire advanced dual-use technology for coercive actions. It's no secret that the PRC has a stated goal to acquire and produce key sensitive technologies that directly support the PRC's military modernization and related activities. And it's no secret that the PRC exploits U.S. capital and expertise to help develop its military and intelligence capabilities. Specific implementation and enforcement of the executive order will be managed by our Treasury Department colleagues, but the bottom line is that this is a real concern for our national security, and the executive order will be an important component in addressing the PRC as DOD's pacing challenge.
The Department of Defense announced the establishment of a Generative Artificial Intelligence Task Force, an initiative that reflects the DOD's commitment to harnessing the power of artificial intelligence in a responsible and strategic manner. Here's Brigadier General Ryder again on the subject.
Shifting gears, the Department of Defense announced today the establishment of Task Force Lima, which will assess, synchronize, and employ generative artificial intelligence across the department. Deputy Secretary of Defense Kathleen Hicks directed the organization of the task force to minimize risk and redundancy while the department pursues generative AI initiatives, including large language models. Led by the Chief Digital and Artificial Intelligence Office, Task Force Lima reflects DOD's commitment to responsibly harness the power of artificial intelligence and will ensure the department remains at the forefront of cutting-edge technologies while safeguarding national security.
For more on both of these subjects, you can visit defense.gov. That's the AFN Naples Report. I'm Petty Officer Andrew Eater.